From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nick Nadziadek and Shannon Young report for Politico that a bill to end religious exemptions to school vaccination requirements narrowly got through the state legislature June 13th with little support from Republicans and not all Democrats on board. Before the vote, the gallery looking over the state assembly was full of opponents of the bill who rained down expletives upon lawmakers for several minutes before being removed by state police. There has been a measles outbreak in New York State since last fall, with 558 people catching the preventable disease in New York City and another 336 measles cases in the rest of the state. Many of the measles cases were in ultra-Orthodox Jewish communities in Brooklyn. Governor Andrew Cuomo signed the bill into law just after it passed into legislature. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "While I understand and respect freedom of religion, our first job is to protect the public health, and by signing this measure into law, we will prevent further transmissions and stop this outbreak right in its tracks," end quote. Read the full story at Politico. WRGB reports that though construction of the Greene County Jail begins this week, opponents of the most expensive construction project in Greene County history rallied at the state capitol June 13th. They were trying to get the legislature to pass a bill allowing Greene County to share jail services with a neighboring county before the legislative session ends June 19th. But Greene County already shares jail services, as local inmates now are in Albany and Columbia County facilities. Now, $70 million in taxpayer money will be spent out of the county on jail construction that begins this week in Coxsackie. Read more about this story at WRGB. John Campbell and Joseph Spector report for the Democrat and Chronicle that Democrats in the state Senate are two votes shy of legalizing marijuana. In the state assembly, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes said last week she believes she has the votes to pass the bill. Governor Andrew Cuomo said he would sign a legislation bill, but has done little to get other Democrats on board. In the state Senate, there are eight Democrats who generally oppose legalizing recreational marijuana, and five are from Long Island, two are from Westchester County, and one is from Brooklyn. The legislative session ends June 19th. Read more about this story in the Democrat and Chronicle. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that after five solar farms have moved into Westerlaw since a law allowing them was passed in 2017, town officials now are considering a moratorium on commercial solar arrays. On June 4th, the town board passed an amendment to that 2017 solar law with only minor changes, but a group of residents were there to express their disdain for all the solar power being created in the southern Albany County town. Specifically, they did not like seeing solar arrays in the vistas in the town and were concerned about the hazards of using battery storage systems. Residents wanted a moratorium until the town updates its comprehensive plan, a process that is getting started. Five solar farms recently approved in Westerlaw are community solar arrays, where customers can sign up to receive credit for the solar energy generated. Read more about this story in the Altamont Enterprise. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice Father's Day weekend.